This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on January 11th on WGN Radio. We start an hour late, around 11. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. Yes, it is Monday, January 20th, Monday night. The time is right for trivia. Two big hours of it. And yes, it was a slight meltdown here at the beginning of the show. And John said, the phones aren't working. I said, the phones have got to be working. And turns out that, and of course, I go through all sorts of things and all sorts of testing and change all sorts of settings and you name it, and only to realize that John accidentally had busied out the handsets. So he's fixed that, and we're here, and we're available to play trivia for two big hours. And let's see, we have a straggler question, don't you know? And let me find it here. Yeah, this was another thing. I printed everything out, but realized I printed it in another studio, not where I am sitting at the moment. So that's always good, don't you think? So with that in mind, our straggler from last week, an interesting question indeed. And that is, in the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day of the year. All right, so that is from the source I have, but I went online to try and see other sources. I've seen it claimed as low as 3,000 times an hour, every day, every year. Not any lower than that. So it's happening in the thousands. My source says 12,000 times an hour, but what is it? And the math may be a little different between sources, but the answer is still absolutely the same. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. We've got bumper stumpers and a theme. I love the theme, actually. And there'll be seven of them tonight, since we didn't have the first hour of show. But that said, I was so busy running around trying to fix the phones that I'm sitting here with absolutely nothing else in front of me, which means we're going to say hi to Brian and Joliet. He wants to do charts. But all right, Brian, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I've got to go get the chart book. So would you please tell everyone in Chicago your life story? You can do the condensed version.
Well, I want to do charts from June of 1973. That was
okay,
really good.
So you're not the talkative type. That's all right. June of 1970. I ran. I got them. They're in front of me now. All right.
Well, I was going to say that was about the time I was going to FM and album rock and roll.
Oh.
And it was until around 1976 or 7 I started getting into old soul and what you'd say is doo-wop, okay, heavily in retrospect.
All right. So we're talking.
Although I was aware of some of it growing up, of course.
Right. We're talking about the pop charts, June 1973. We'll pick a nice mid-June date and go with number one. Oh, what a horrible time. My Love.
Wings.
Yeah, good enough. Paul McCartney, Wings, absolutely. It gets worse. Number two, Playground in My Mind.
I do not know.
Oh, God. That's a Clint Holmes. It usually is a candidate for the world's worst hit records. All right,
you don't want me to sing it.
Yeah, I didn't want them to sing it.
No, I know the song. I just don't know who did that.
Yeah, no, it was Clint Holmes. Paul Vance and Lee Pockrass wrote it, the duo that gave us Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. So it went from bad to worse for them, too. All right, number three, I'm Going to Love You Just a Little More, Baby.
Barry White?
Yes, absolutely right.
My baby, my baby, my baby.
Yeah.
Barry White.
Number four, Will It Go Round in Circles?
Billy Preston?
Yes. Number five, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth?
George Harrison.
Yes. Number six, Pillow Talk?
Pillow Talk.
Yeah, she used to be half of a duo, it is a she, and she's basically hyperventilating on the damn record.
I'll just take a guess. I won't even bother
well,
with
here,
the guess.
No, well, let's hear a little bit. And again, used to be half of a duo, someone and her. All right, so here she is in her breathy. well, what can I say? Gets worse, and she also was a record label owner.
Well, good for her, but the song I think happened. My opinion is it's terrible.
I agree.
I remember it.
I absolutely agree. Yes, it was Sylvia, as in Mickey and Sylvia. Yes, Sylvia Robinson. All right, that's fine. Good enough. You don't remember it. I know you'll know okay. Number seven, Kodachrome.
Paul Simon.
Mm-hmm. Number eight, Daniel.
Elton John.
Yes. Number nine, Long Train Running.
Long Train Running.
You can do this.
I want to say Train. Can I just say that one might help if I heard a little.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Not too much of it because, you know, I don't want to get too nauseous, but let's have you hear some of it. It's like that. Here we go.
Yes. Doobie Brothers.
Exactly. Good. Actually, you got there in less than 10 notes. Good. I didn't hear much of it at all. And number 10, Right Place, Wrong Time.
Dr. John.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you got enough to win, so that's good enough for me.
Great. Well, thank you, Raleigh, and thank you for having to also remember some of those songs are really terrible.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. I saw June of 73. Oh, dear God. And yes, I was working at a top 40 radio station, too, so I don't know. All right. Well, hang on. You're a winner. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Fortunately, I was production director. I wasn't on the air, but yeah, one of the store stations. All right, so 888-876-5593. We put Brian on hold. Going to try not to lose him here. And let's see. Very good. All right, and we're going to do World War II Spies with Jeff from Beloit. Okay, that's a little new. We can do that. Original Star Trek with Mark in Aurora. Cindy says Everly Brothers. I'm not 100% sure if we're doing Everly Brothers trivia. Oh, dear God. Or what? But we'll come up with something, that's for sure. There's plenty of room for you, too, and I've got my straggler, and I'm going to reveal it at the end of next hour if you don't get it. But in the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day, every year. And like I say, some sources have it as low as 3,000 times an hour, but my source says 12,000. But either way, the math may be different. The answer is exactly the same. What happens that many thousand times an hour, every day in the USA? All right, 888-876-5593. That's my question. Now you got to hear my bumper stumper, and the first one's coming up next on WGN Radio.
Lay on the sand, get nice and tan, and watch the world go by. See a beautiful girl who gave me a whirl if I give her the eye. And at night I like to cruise to my favorite spot where the beer is ice cold and the music is hot. That's summertime to me. I like it when the live is free. In the cold of December I'm as warm as can be. When I hear "Thank You, Johnson" by Willie T, it's a summer wonderland. I love it living here on the strand. That's S-U-M-M-E-R-T-I-M-E. To me, la 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 la, I love it. La la la, can't get enough of it.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. It is live. All right. A minor phone malfunction, which we straightened out, and haven't caught my breath yet, but here we are. That's your first Bumper Stumper, 1981 on Audio Visions. Who is he? All right, probably a while before you know what he has in common with everybody else, but maybe something will be apparent before the evening is out. Now, if you don't know my bumpers and you don't know my question, I'll repeat it here. Well, then have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. We prove it every week, and that is, my question is... In the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day, every year. Now, some sources say it happens as infrequently as 3,000 times an hour, every day, every year. The math is different in a couple sources, but the answer is exactly the time, the same. So what is happening that many times an hour, every hour, everywhere? All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. Now... this is going to take us, I hope to hell the trivia's here, to, it's like that, to Mark in Aurora. So, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening.
How's it going?
Oh, you know, coasting along.
All right. Well, that could be worse.
Yeah.
I mean, it always could be worse, right?
Yeah.
So let's.
Oh yeah, the roof could fall in.
Well, are you on the top floor?
No.
Well, yeah, that's going to be a real problem then.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's single digit temperatures here in the Chicago area.
It is. I know. That's why it was terrible that there I am playing summertime. You know. So. What can I tell you? You can dream anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's cold everywhere right now. Really, the whole country
yes.
is kind of cold. All right. So, in the episode "Journey to Babel," season two.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We're introduced to Spock's parents.
Right.
His father is.
Mark Leonard.
No, the character.
Oh, Sarek.
Yeah, Sarek a Vulcan, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
And who played...
And his mother is played by Jane Wyatt.
Absolutely right. Yes, you betcha. Whose biggest TV role was on Father Knows Best. So.
And her name in this episode was Amanda.
Yes, Amanda Grayson. Very good. Well, you know your Star Trek. As usual, I would expect I would expect nothing less. Hold on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
And
it's only going to get better,
right.
And the roof can't fall in, because if it does, the people above you are in worse trouble than you are. So hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, that's right. Misery loves company and all is not lost. All right. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Cindy is in Chicago. What's up, Cindy?
Well, yeah. I was on Facebook. And they said it was one of the Everly brothers' birthday. Would have been 86 today, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And the song they played was "Devoted to You." I liked it. I liked it. The Everly brothers were the best. They were the best band.
All right. Well,
but then anyhow,
they sure didn't like each other. But.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, see, that was before my time. I just know about all this music because Chuck used to play it out. We used to sit outside on the patio under the canopy and listen to all this music.
Mm-hmm.
But then, anyhow, I have a request.
Yeah. By the way, it was yesterday. It was and that was Phil, who actually was born in Chicago. I'll have you know, January 19th, 1939. Don, his birthday was February 1st, and he was born in Brownie, Kentucky.
Okay, and then if I could have Sanford and Son trivia, I think that's the funniest show that there ever was.
All right, I can do that. But normally when you want something like that, you got to tell John first so I can prepare for this. And it's easier.
Oh, okay, easy, I'm sorry.
Otherwise, I have to try and find the questions, you know, on the fly, which I can do. But, all right. After accidentally breaking Lamont's glass collection, how does Fred cover up the mishap?
Oh, that I don't remember. His glass?
Yeah, he broke Lamont's glass collection. And Fred does this to cover it up.
Let me think if I could think of something. He puts it under the pillow of the couch.
Oh, no, that wouldn't work. No, he faked a robbery.
Oh, okay. And then I have to say something because Johnny, what is his name? Johnny G said Monday was going to be his favorite day. Well, I felt someone wanted attention, is so desperate for attention on TV today, I won't say it, that it all goes back to his toilet training years.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but that is quite all right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. I'm not sure where we were going with that, but, you know, I know what television was full of today, and it was the inauguration. Yes, indeed. All right, so we're moving over quickly, without delay, to World War II spies. And, we actually are going to delay it a little bit. We got the news coming up. But right after the news, Jeff and Beloit got his World War II spies. And Jack in St. Charles has some requests. You might answer my trivia question. If not, you'll hear the second bumper stumper coming up soon on WGN Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm in a payphone in Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
It's wet, my bell, you've got me by the call. America's great monopoly has driven me to bankruptcy. You've lost a friend at the other end, my bell.
Goodbye.
Information.
For what city, sir?
Give me Memphis, Tennessee.
Sounds like the song. Hold on. Do you know you can dial directory direct, sir?
Long distance information?
Uh-huh.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee.
Hold on, I'll connect you.
Could you help me find a party that tried to get in touch with me?
What is the number you want to call?
Well, she couldn't leave her number, but I know who placed the call. My uncle took the messaging, placed it on the wall.
Is this a residence or is it a business?
Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie.
Marie who?
This is the telephone company in Memphis, and I'll have to have more information than just the name Marie in order to give you a telephone number.
She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee.
I have to know the last name. I'm the first name. Marie is the last name.
I'm asking, do you have her address?
Her home is on the south side, high on a ridge, just a half mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
Sir, we check by the name only. We have no way to check by the house on the ridge.
Mr. Reynolds?
Yes.
What would I do in a case like this?
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. All right, so who is that? And what does he have in common with everything else we're playing tonight? There is an easy one, as far as I'm concerned. But we're going to move to one almost as easy as we talk spies with Jeff and Beloit. How's it going, Jeff?
It's going good. Hi, Ronnie.
All right, so we're going to do spies here. That's fine. And here we go. Who was the go-between between the Allies and the Sicilian Mafia prior to the invasion?
In the Allies?
So the Allies and the Sicilian Mafia, this was the go-between between those two.
I do not know that. I do know Canaris was a German spy that negotiated the release of Mussolini for Italy, but I don't know the answer to your question.
Lucky Luciano.
Oh!
And in fact, the New York District Attorney was furious because what they did to entice him to do it was they released him from prison. And the District Attorney was not in on the deal.
Lucky Luciano, he had a car that he had the speedometer on the floor. So when he bent down when he was getting shot at, he could see how fast he was going.
Oh, no. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And the other thing I was going to say about Canaris, when he negotiated the release of Mussolini after he got captured, he did that because the Germans had in their camps the people that made the British pound, the notes, and he bought his freedom, Mussolini's freedom, by bribing with forged British notes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And I'm sure that came to light after the fact.
Yeah, yeah. The Germans were going to try to produce so much of the money and drop it by airplane over England, and they thought that that would ruin their economy. And it turns out that they had other uses for that money.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Well, excellent. Well, we'll try again next week.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Johnny D. is in Ohio. How's it going, Johnny D.?
I'm over the moon, Raleigh. I'm over the moon.
Well, very good.
Yeah, very good, because what's Cindy talking about?
I have no idea.
I didn't either. Something to do with potty training or something?
Who cares? Let's just move right on.
I get. Now, let me say this. She said it was going to be an exceptional Monday because I said that, and it was.
All right.
Why was I saying it was going to be an exceptional Monday, if you recall?
Can we just do trivia?
Well, I just want to tell you that the Buckeyes won the national championship. They beat us, not out of Notre Dame.
Well, now, and okay? that is excellent news for you. So how are you planning to celebrate?
I already drank about 4 or 5 beers.
I thought that might be it. Yep. All right. Well, very good. And we'll ask easy questions. All right.
I thought it was, yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's only one more thing that's got to happen. You got to ask me an easy harmony chord. But first, I want to guess at the 3,000 times an hour.
Yeah, or 12,000 times an hour, depending on the source.
Well, I'm thinking, I have two guesses. One is somebody pumps a gallon of gasoline.
No. What's the other guess?
All right. The other one is some kind of transaction. Somebody purchases something.
No.
All right, then. Okay.
All right.
Now give me an easy harmonin so it'll make my day. And I could go over the moon.
All right. The robust species of early hominins are commonly assigned to the genus A, Homo, B.
Wait, I'll tell you right now. Paranthropus.
There you go. We have a winner.
Paranthropus.
All right.
What?
We have a winner. Very good.
All right.
All right, so now you can be over the moon. And let us know what's on the other side of the moon.
I want to tell you one other thing, man.
Yes. What?
Raleigh?
Yes.
I'd send you an email with a song.
I have not looked at email yet. I'm pretty sure a lot of people did. It's been a few days. I might try tomorrow.
Okay.
All right,
I'm just
thanks. I'll look for it. Thanks. Right. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's just Email got crazy, and I didn't delete it all, but I came close. All right. By the way, if I didn't mention it before, you know, we are live. It is Monday. It is January 20th, and Monday night, the time is right for trivia. And we've got now and next hour, and the phones are working, as you can see, working perfectly. And so there is no reason for you not to call 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE. And, all right, so Jack in St. Charles has some requests for us. All right, Jack, so what is it you want to hear now?
How about Hal Kemp and the Smoothies with Love for Sale?
Okay.
And the Drifters with Clyde McFatter, Honey Love.
Yes, nice choice.
And what, do you know what those two have in common?
Probably authorship?
Nope.
What?
They're both banned from the airwaves.
Oh, not really. Okay, I know some stations didn't want to play it, but not really. But yeah.
Well, they have that connotation.
Yeah, but there, there you go. Yeah, they both were considered inappropriate, but, you know, more stations played them, well, didn't.
Yeah, and the Love for Sale, that's become a jazz standard.
Of course.
With or without words.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Very good. We will get them both on this week for you, I promise.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So we're going to do Andy Griffith TV trivia. But first, Billy Bob and Bourbonnet is going to take a guess on a bumper he thinks he heard. What did you hear?
No, I wanted for Stragglers. I had three guesses there.
Oh, okay.
The
all right.
The first one was pizza deliveries?
No.
Hmm. Emergency sirens that go off per hour?
No.
How about the number of strikes thrown in bowling alleys per hour?
No.
Well, that's all I got then. And if you wanted to give me that trivia question, I'll see if I can answer it. Oh, by the way, this is a 14th time caller for me.
Excellent. Well, we'll ask an easy one. And since we're talking Andy Griffith show, what was Andy Taylor's middle name?
Well, what was Tom Malou's last name? I bet you don't know that.
Who?
I don't know what Andy's middle name was, so I guess I lose.
On the television show, it was Andy Jackson Taylor, but Andy Griffith's middle name is actually Samuel. But on the television show, Andy Jackson Taylor.
It is, now that you mention it, I remember it. Okay.
Yeah. All right, hang on. Don't go away. Stay right
thank
where you,
you
are. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And Tubby's going to take some guesses on our question. Tubby, welcome back. What do you think?
What's your dog, Raleigh, today? How are you?
Well, I'm all right now. I wasn't when it seemed like the phones weren't working, but it was a false alarm.
Okay. Well, look. First of all, let me say that I couldn't get in two times because I called too late. Because I like to give other people a chance to call, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And hear what they have to say and what they have to share.
Okay.
Okay, now, this is for Jim. I want to let him know that we hear you and we thank you. And he better had called because if he had, his butt really would have been on the line.
Yeah.
If he didn't get himself, we was going to get him. I was going to get him for him. Okay, now, I was going to do his dirty work for him if we didn't hear from him. And we're so glad he had the courage to come back and call with all that.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm so grateful that he cares enough to make that call. Some people, they'll just leave you hanging. See, because what he doesn't understand sometimes is that he don't know how we feel. If he do something that we don't like it, and we miss him, I would miss him so much, and that would hurt me so bad. So I just want to let him know, yes, thank you for having the courage to keep moving forward. Okay, now,
yeah,
12,000. They ain't going to give me, I know, you said it had nothing to do with people, right?
It doesn't.
Hell, I don't know. Where you get this stuff from, Robin?
I work hard for this. It's hard to find questions that you can't research online.
I know. You told me that. Oh, shit. I don't know. I ain't going to lie. I just, I wanted to make sure I hollered at what's his name and let him know that I was so glad that he had the courage enough to call back.
And Jim, Jim's on hold. We're going to talk to him tonight. He wants Big Bang TV trivia.
Good. You tell him to keep on calling, too.
Yeah.
The love is there. He just don't know it. Okay, baby girl, you take care of your business.
All right.
Stay warm.
Talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks.
So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. So whether it's 12,000 times an hour, every day, or as low as 3,000 times an hour, every day, depending on what source you look at, bottom line is what happens. It's in the USA, in the United States of America. This happens somewhere between 3,000 and 12,000 times an hour, every day, every year. What is it? 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. And I believe we talked to Jack in St. Charles, I think. No, maybe not. Are you still there, Jack?
Yep.
Okay, so we're talking to you now. What's up?
Well, I just asked for a couple of records, a couple of songs.
All right, and we'll do it.
Okie doke.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so that's it. I forgot to say goodbye and hang up, but now I have. There's lines available for you, 888-876-5593. Jim is in Richmond. How are you tonight, Jim?
I am here, but I'm not all there.
Oh, okay.
I want to thank Fran. I want to thank Tubby. I want to thank everyone that is there for me. And number two is I just want to thank everyone that's supporting me. Oh, and yeah. I'm ready for Big Bang trivia.
Okay, this is easy. What is the name of Sheldon's sister?
Oh, Missy.
Yes. What's her last name?
Missy Cooper.
Absolutely right. We have a winner.
And then I have some more things to say.
Okay.
And number one, I want you to pick out a song that you totally love and play it tonight and night. And, because every song I request,
well, I'll do it
don't like.
Right, I'll do it tomorrow night since we have trivia
tonight.
And
say it from me.
Okay, all right, I'll do it tomorrow night. I'll pick a song that I absolutely love tomorrow night and do that. Yeah, maybe one I haven't played in a while. I'll have to think about that. All right.
And number two is I want to let you know what happened in 85 to me.
What?
I was working at a gas station in Skokie as a second job, and it was 85, and it was the Super Bowl. And Mike Ditka made all his players stay at a hotel that was like a half a mile away during, the playoffs, because he wanted them to think of it as a away game. And I met Matt Sui. I met a lot of the players when they were coming to refuel their gas, And that night, it was 55 below zero wind chill. Mm. And it was the worst time of my life. Ugh. And I ended up closing the gas station, and I got totally in trouble for doing it, because of the other person that I was working with had to go to the hospital with frostbite. And I just want everyone to know that, wind chill is not what you should take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, the wind chill here will be 30 below zero.
Oh, man.
And I just wanted to let people know that. And I love the Bears. And I was happy to meet Matt Sui and Peyton and a few other players, because they were just down the block and they were refueling to go to the stadium. And I just, wanted you to know.
All right. Good deal. Well, thank you. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on.
Have a great evening.
Got to confirm that address since you're a Big Bang trivia. Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. Yeah, I have this big old honking printer that while I was in Globe yesterday, we decided we're going to make this work in color, of course. And why you care about that is that's what we will use to print the certificates. Yeah, we're getting close enough to be talking about printing the certificates for your wins. So it's only been a couple years, and my apologies, a lot's been going on. All right, so we'll get to Chris in Greenwood. He wants ALF TV trivia. I can do that too. We got another bumper stumper coming up. Oh, a fine one, I do think. Maybe you'll know who it is, or maybe you'll like it if you don't. 888-876-5593 WGN Radio.
Let's twist a while.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Yeah, and what's he have in common with everybody else we played tonight? All right, we got four more as far as bumper stumpers go. And, of course, we got our question. Next hour tells all. So at the end of the hour, I'll reveal both the bumper stumpers and their theme, and unless you get it first, and the answer to our trivia question, unless you get that first as well. And that's in the United States. This happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day, every year. Now, like I say, some sources claim it's as low as 3,000 times an hour, every day, every year. But it's thousands, no matter how you look at it. And what is it? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Okay, then. Chris is in Greenwood. How's it going, Chris?
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Raleigh. How's it going?
All right, you too, Chris. So we're going to do ALF TV trivia?
Yep.
Well, as you know, ALF stands for Alien Life Form. But who was the first person to use this term to describe the alien that crash-landed on the garage?
Who was the first person to describe it?
Yeah, who said it? Yeah, who said, you know, we got an ALF. We got an alien life form crashed into the garage. Who is it? First and last name.
Brian Tanner.
Willie Tanner.
Yeah, so he said Brian's right is an ALF.
Okay, but are Willie and Brian the same guy? I don't know.
Oh, Willie's the dad and Brian's the kid.
All right. Well, apparently Willie was in the middle of talking on his ham radio. But all right, either way, you know it was a Tanner. I'll give it to you. Don't go away. Stay where you are. All right.
Okay.
But, yeah, apparently it was Willie, like I say, in the middle of talking on his ham radio. We have an ALF, an alien life form. Oh, all right. Very good. So we'll get to World War II airplanes with Don and Beloit. Back to that again. And four more bumpers. And right now we got the news. And we are live. It is Monday Night Trivia, absolutely live and in the flesh on WGN Radio.
Like I say, baby, don't eat chicken on Sunday to put a hole in your soul. That's back enough for you. Write that down.
Oh,
potato salad. What you see, what you get. You got me, baby. It's all you need. Yeah. Wanna say hello to Chicago, South Side, my side. I like to ride. Is that black enough for you? Right that time. Potato salad. Ha! Woo! Lord, have mercy. Woo! Don't eat chicken on Sunday and put a hole in your soul. Mm. Motown. I want y'all to dig my sound. Mm-hmm. If you got it, you ought to keep it. I ain't gonna sleep it. Ha! Write that down. Yeah. Motown. All the way to a ball city called L.A. Mm. Like I say, don't eat chicken on Sunday. It'll put a hole in your soul. Is that black enough for you? Write that down. Potato salad.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who's that? And what's he have in common with everybody else we've been playing tonight and will play? We've got three more after that. There's an absolute theme. And yeah, all these people are familiar to somebody. I don't know that that's you, but familiar to somebody. So we have a straggler that will be revealed at the end of this hour. Yeah, it's like that. And in the United States, this happens over 12,000 times an hour, every day, every year. Now, like I say, some sources will put it as low as 3,000 times an hour. I've never seen less than that. So it's multiple thousand times an hour, no matter where you read about it. But in all cases, the math may be a bit different, but the answer is exactly the same. So what's happening that many times an hour, every day, every year, all the time? All right, so 888-876-5593. Don is in Beloit. How's it going tonight, Don?
Hey there, Raleigh. Good evening.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I looked at it more as a math thing. It's about 105 million things a year.
Well, depending, like if it's 3,000 yeah. times an hour, well, it's going to be less. But yes, all right. So,
Is this a tire, a car thing?
Nope.
Is this a food thing?
Nope.
Well, thank you for saying that. Electrical lightning. Something like that.
Nope.
Well, I give up. But I wanted to say something. I don't think me and Johnny aren't the only ones that were irritated. I mean, we're all so nice in our little family over the airwaves. I cannot believe it. It's so typical that she said that tonight. Miss Cindy.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. You know, it's just right over my head, out the window, done. All right, so.
Yeah. So, hilarious.
So
give me some World War II airplanes. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
And it's very easy. What Soviet
You always say that to everybody.
Well, it is. What Soviet aircraft did Stalin say was more important to the Russians than bread?
He said a lot of weird things. I'm gonna go with one of the Yaks. And was it a Yak? I'm going to say the Yak 3.
No. Let's get another guess.
How about the IL-2?
There you go. That's it. Yes.
Okay, well, I just randomly picked the two most popular ones that they needed the most at the time.
Yes,
you know?
They're saying it was a ground attack Shturmovik, whatever that means, that was built in greater numbers than any other Russian aircraft.
They just weren't so good.
I don't know. I have no idea what Shturmovik means, but it doesn't sound good to me.
They used women, a lot of women pilots, very brave.
yeah.
They threw it all at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you are, right.
Well, it's terrific.
Ilyushin 2. Yes, the IL-2.
Okay.
Very good. Hang
well,
on.
It was wonderful talking to you and Jay. It's been very cold. Earlier, like about a half hour ago, I had a lot. I listened on the regular AM, and there was a lot of interference with another station, but it cleared up about 10 minutes ago.
Well, the ionosphere layer is fickle, if nothing else.
So, it's certainly like shooting those electrons further in these dry, cold conditions than
normal.
Well,
a lot of factors are at play. Plus, you're where you are in Beloit, you're within the phase zone, so ground wave can meet sky wave and cancel each other out. It's actually easier to pick up WGN further away than you are.
Yeah, I see. You were talking about that one night a few months ago.
Right. So, but yeah.
I see.
You just never know. And it, some nights it's just so resplendent I want to drive around and keep driving while I'm listening to everything. And other nights, hell, I can barely get the local station. So, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you got your phones fixed. That's terrific.
Oh, God, yeah. I tell you what, that was just over the top. And you have no idea how many things I threw around to make this happen, and turned out it was just a setting on John's handset. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm growling. All right, so hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you so much.
These are absolute growls of anguish. I tell you what, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Now let's see. Laura in Willowbrook. Oh man, Laura always wants her Sound of Music movie trivia. So fixated on the Sound of Music, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I'm stuck with it till I just don't know.
All right. Well, we might as well. There are a number of different quizzes online about this. So we should. Might as well. Here we go. It says not very hard. I don't know. Finish this sentence.
Okay.
If the Nazis do take over Austria, I have no doubt that you, Herr Zeller, will be the...
Okay. If the Nazis take over Austria, you know, Herr Zeller, you will be... Oh, I know this. Okay, can you read it one more time? I know this. I just have to get it out of my brain.
If the Nazis do take over Austria, I have no doubt that you, Herr Zeller, will be the...
Oh, God.
And he says it during a mild political debate between the two during the party scene.
Oh, this is embarrassing. I want to say...
It's three words.
Oh, the net's in trouble. Okay, you, Herr Zeller, will be the first or will be the last?
Neither.
Oh, darn it. Then I don't know. Darn it. Ah.
You'll kick yourself because you do know. Will be the entire trumpet section.
Oh, yes. Gosh, darn it. Yes, I did know that. Oh, shoot. I gotta think better ahead of time into the future. I gotta brush up on my Sound of Music trivia. Good golly.
All right.
Real quick, I just wanted to say at the beginning, at least in Illinois, I don't know if it was anywhere else or other than that, but it says, oh, Raleigh James is on tonight, but it's going to be a rerun, so don't call. And I thought, oh, that doesn't sound right. So I stuck it out, and I knew you'd be on.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. It was just a question of when John came in and said, you got no phones, I had to start really scrambling, and it turned out to just be a setting.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, I'll brush up on my Sound of Music movie, and hopefully next week's better.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. So we'll get to, let's see, Ruth. We're going to do TikTok trivia. She's also got some guesses on her trivia question. That's good. Cindy's got some guesses as well. And I believe Johnny D's chiming in, but there's still room available for you. 888-876-5593. Another bumper stumper. Oh, man. Coming up next on WGN Radio.
These are the Ten Commandments of Man, given to woman through the divine inspiration of I, the Nick, with the solid kick. Commandment 1, thou shalt have no other man but me. Commandment 2, thou shalt not encourage no man to make love to you, neither kiss you, nor caress you, for I'm your man. A very jealous man, and is ready to lay low any other man.
that may intrude in our love. Commandment 3, remember to kiss and caress me, honor and obey me in my every whim and fancy, 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. 'Cause at no time will I ever be tired of inviting it. Commandment 4, honor my name so that every other woman may honor it also. Commandment 5, thou shalt not provoke me to anger, or my wrath will descend upon you heavily. Commandment 6, thou shalt not search my pockets at night or annoy me with your hearsays. Commandment 7, thou shalt not shout my name in the streets if I'm walking with another woman, but wait intelligently until I come home, then we both can have it out decently, for I'm your man, a funny man.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And it's a remake of a Prince Buster song. Prince was serious as a heart attack, but, you know, he gave us wonderful things like Dance, Cleopatra, Dance, so how can you really hate him? But who was that? Yeah. All right, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Ruth and Gurney, what's going on, Ruth?
Oh, well, they have a popularity thing going on in Japan regarding TikTok. So that was going to be my trivia question. And I put snakes, witchcraft, and TikTok in the refrigerator, in the freezer, for a cold day in hell and permanently. But I thought that I would ask this trivia question and see what you have for that.
All right. Well, ByteDance, of course, is the owner of TikTok. And actually, it started with a Chinese version of this. Do you happen to know the name of the Chinese version, either the name it first had or the name it became?
No, I do not, and I'm glad I don't.
Well, it was A.me, and then it was rebranded of Douyin. And I will give you another one then, all right? We all know about TikTok, except TikTok Limited. Where is it headquartered? And what I'm looking for, the corporate headquarter, where is it?
Hong Kong?
The Cayman Islands.
Okay, well, I'm glad I lost that one. Okay, all right. Oh, I know, your straggler question.
Yeah.
Blowing a whistle from a train?
Nope.
Okay. Well, 12,000 times would be good luck. All right.
Okay,
thanks.
Yeah, be good noisy. Night. All right, thanks, appreciate the 12,000 times an hour. I don't know how you tell the difference between it not and, well, anyway. 888-876-5593. Cindy in Chicago wants to take some guesses, so go for it, Cindy.
Okay, I was going to guess testing the water supply.
Nope.
But then anyhow, and I wanted to clarify what I meant.
It no, please, please don't. Please don't. Let's just move on.
All it really meant was about...
All right, let's talk to you later. All right, like I say, no need to revisit it. 888-876-5593. Clarification unnecessary. All right, the show does not deal with politics. It's that simple of any type. Because this is your safe haven from that. And whether you thought today was a wonderful day or a tragic day, well, I leave that to you. But there's no reason to discuss it here. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And we got two more bumper stumpers. Yeah, after the Ten Commandments of Men, I'm not sure where we go. Although, I think we've got the 11th Commandment coming up next. If you don't get my trivia question by, a half hour from now, I reveal it. And, you know, it's one of those questions where when I first looked at it, I said, oh, this is obvious, isn't it? Well, apparently it's anything but obvious. And yeah, like I say, sources disagree. Some sources claim it's happening 3,000 times an hour, every day, every week, every year in America. Other sources say it's happening 12,000 times every hour, every day in America. Either way, let's forget about the math and talk about what is it that's happening that often, because no matter how you slice it, that is pretty darn often. So 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. All right, and other than that, let's see. Well, here it is, Monday, January 20th, and again, apologies for the confusion at the beginning of the show. We had to figure out the phones, and we have now, so all's well. We've got a new moon coming up next week, January 29th, and so if you're into writing those prosperity checks, that'll be Wednesday morning, January 29th at 6:30 Central Time. So you may want to do that Tuesday the 28th when you go to bed, unless you're an early, early riser. The next full moon is Wednesday, February 12th, and that's the snow moon. Well, very appropriately put, it's been snowing already. So what else do we have in the world at large? Well, of course, you know it was Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, as well as Inauguration Day and Civil Rights Day in Arizona and New Hampshire, and Idaho Human Rights Day in Idaho, and Robert E. Lee's birthday in Alabama and Mississippi. It's a state holiday, nowhere else. Penguin Awareness Day today. So, yes, I guess penguins are quite interesting, and that's why they don't have polar bears at the South Pole. If they did, there would be no penguins. Tomorrow is Squirrel Appreciation Day, and Wednesday is Hot Sauce Day, as well as
National Disc Jockey Day.
Oh, John said I forgot National Disc Jockey Day. Yeah, well, yeah, what can I tell you? All right, so that's there'll be more to say about that later in the show, or not. So with that in mind, if you want to call for trivia, that's great. And full shows tomorrow through Thursday. And we will get in all your requests. Oh, and I see, I thought I played Wind Parade last week, Donald Byrd for Eduardo, but apparently I didn't. And these boots are made for walking. All right, so, and Georgia. All right, so I got a lot of those. But there are a number of others, I think, as well. So that's the deal on that. I'll look for Johnny D's email. And yes, I did like Karen's new song, Let's Just Hiss and Say Goodbye, speaking of cats. Right, Answer Your Cat's Question Day. All right, I'll look up the genesis on that. I'm not sure how your cat has any questions, but just in case your cat does have questions, well, what can I tell you? All right, so what we're going to do after the news, actually, what we're going to do is more Myers-Briggs trivia. And Naoto knows all about this, and he's calling from Japan. And so I will give him a description, and he will tell me what MBTI type, either IN or EN or IS or ES and so forth, that would be. So, yeah, and he'll get it. I can almost guarantee it. So we'll pick it up right there with another bumper stumper coming your way, the 11th commandment. Yeah, well, you had to have an answer to the 10th, right? Coming up on WGN Radio.
The Ten Commandments. It's a law that says old as time. But there's one that should be a law that says love one another. Do unto them as you'd have them do unto you. But there's a law that should be number 11. I ought to know. You just used it. You destroyed me through and through. Yeah. Baby, you just broke the 11th commandment. 10 wasn't enough. And
And I'll tell you what, I feel 10 wasn't enough.
All right, well, that's enough. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh, WGN Radio. It is the Raleigh James Show. It's Monday night trivia. And we have, another 20 minutes or so of that. But right now, we're going to Japan. Well, we're going to Naoto, who was in Japan. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I've been reading your book, and really interesting.
Oh, well, good.
You know,
glad you like it.
Yeah, it's very interesting to read the history of radio and, you know, your general philosophy on your own life.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
All right. So here is this. We're going to do personality trait again. With this type, it looks like they take everything personally. But secretly, they don't care at all. They just like a good fight.
Oh. It's not easy.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they are, right?
Say what?
They are thinkers, like, not feelers.
Okay.
Tolerate is like tea, I think.
Okay, so let's parse it. First one going to be an E or an I?
I guess it's I.
That's an E. It's E. All right. Well, that's all right. Let's see. Next
E.
One. Next one. That's all right. Is it going to be an N or an S?
Okay. Oh, this is hot. I guess S?
Nope. It's ENTJ.
ENTJ.
Yeah, it looks like they take everything personally, but secretly they don't care. They just like a good fight.
Oh, this is really difficult for me, but it's interesting to know.
Yeah, you'll have to think about that. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it. All right, it's a good deal. All right, so yes, indeed, the ENTJ. All right, so you know they'd kind of be an extrovert if they liked a good fight, right? I guess. Oh, this is going to be fun. Dave in Chicago wants some Flintstones TV trivia. All right, I can do this. You ready?
Yeah, hello.
All right. So we're talking about the episode The Little White Lie. Fred won $200 in a poker game, but he had to tell Wilma that he found it. Well, Wilma, in turn, runs an ad in the paper to locate the owner. So Fred has Barney call to claim it. What name did Barney give?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I can't think. You still me good.
Yeah, Barney calls Wilma. And I will say, impersonates a woman.
Yeah, I remember the episode.
Right. What was her name?
I can't remember. Oh, God.
Yeah, and then Barney and Fred had to go to the post office to claim it, and Barney was dressed like a little old lady, and Fred had a mustache.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to Fred and Barney, Wilma and Betty were also at the post office wanting to see what the woman looked like. Well, Wilma saw who she thought was Fred. She said to Betty, "The fat one looks a lot like Fred." Betty replied, "Where there's Fred, there's bound to be Barney." Needless to say, Fred had to own up. Yes, Barney dressed as a woman was Mrs. Tilly Schimmelstone.
Oh, yes.
Talk to you next week.
Hey, wait a second before you go.
Yeah.
I have two things I need to say.
All right.
I've been listening to your show for a while, and the thing with Jim.
Yeah.
From Richmond, blind man.
Yeah,
I'm also blind, so I understand what he's going through. I've wanted to commit suicide for a while, but after a while, I realized that wasn't what I was thinking. You know, I realized I didn't want to die. But the other night he mentioned about getting a projector.
Mm-hmm.
And putting paper under so he could read it.
Yeah.
In Chicago, I'm in Chicago, and we have a place called the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind.
Of course.
.org. And in it, there's they have what's called the store.
Uh-huh.
And they have closed-circuit TV screens that can magnify up to about a foot. And he could read print that way, large print.
All right, good too.
Read large print or fine print. Because I noticed you were talking to him and you said that projectors have trouble reading fine print and stuff
like that. Yes, they do. If you're going to use a white piece of paper, you know, not a transparency, yes, fine print is real tough on a projector.
These TV screens can work with all types of different paper and print and
stuff. Good. Good. Well, hopefully he will check that out. I know we've told him about that as a resource, and hopefully he will check that out further.
And I believe with you, like, I think he should move to Chicago, to a bigger city.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I know how hard it is to do, but I really think when you're in that situation that really a large population turns out to be an asset rather than a hindrance.
I know. I would love to live. I have a sibling that lived on the Iowa border in a town of like 800 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to live out there because it's so peaceful, but it's just too dangerous for me with the river and stuff.
Well, right, and just having services, they're just not there.
Right, this place, this town, there's just a dollar store and like a gas station.
Exactly. No. Large metropolitan areas, especially being in an area where it's walkable, makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, that's why I live in Chicago, because of public transportation.
Sure.
I can get around.
Sure, absolutely.
There's always someone to help me. Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more. I know Jim said he didn't want to go back to Skokie, where he had previously lived, but obviously there are many, many, many choices in the Chicago area that don't have to be Skokie.
Yeah, a friend of mine listened to your show, too, and we were talking, and they were telling me that, and I said, no, not Skokie, Chicago.
Right.
Actually,
right.
Inner city in Chicago, because
right.
Skokie's still too much suburban-like, and it's too spread out and too dangerous.
Yeah, I'm with you. I hope it'll come to that, but we will see.
You had a guy called up requesting for, was it Robert Leroy Johnson music?
Uh-huh, I played some of that.
Yeah, okay. You said he has trouble finding it. I talked to you a long time ago about Phil Spector and my other station, and it lit up your lines.
Yeah.
I said the name, the call letters, and they're like, old-time radio.
Right.
And WDCB Jazz.
Right.
On Saturday night, late at night from 12 to 5 a.m., he plays Robert Lee Johnson from time to time.
Wow. All right.
And I wanted to ask, Johnny Otis, I heard he was born like 1920, 21. I heard he died when he was like 90.
Yeah. Johnny Otis was born in 21 and he died in 2012.
Yeah. Okay. About a month ago, 6 weeks ago, this guy from 12 to 5 did a tribute to him. He's like, he came on there. He's like, we lost Johnny Otis about 2 weeks ago. And so we're going to tribute. And he did like 4 hours of it. And I'm like, and they said 1921. And he said he died at 90. So I did the math. I'm like, wait a minute. He's like 15 years off.
Right. No, he died January 17th of 2012.
And so I had, I was like, this has to be a rerun of the show.
It probably was, but he was really great. I mean, he was responsible for so many things.
Yes, he played Johnny Otis leading his orchestra and doing big bands of his music.
Sure.
And then he played him sitting in with all other musicians and just doing like playing horns or whatever instrument, I forget what it was he played.
Well, and all the people in the Johnny Otis show, you know, they really got, whether it's Little Lester Phillips or Etta James or Big Mama Thornton or Johnny Ace or Hank Ballard or Little Willie John, the Robin, Sugar Pie DeSanto, and everything else, they can look to Johnny Otis for their start.
Yeah, this station on Saturday, they do 11 hours of blues from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. And during the 10 o'clock hour, they've been playing a lot of Johnny Otis, too, lately.
Good.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. Excellent. Well, good to know.
Okay. I enjoyed talking and have a great day.
All right. Call me again. Thanks. All right, so good to hear from Dave. 888-876-5593. We have one bumper stumper coming up. Oh, yeah, it's a classic. Well, I'll let you decide, but I think it is. And then if you can get the theme, that'd be great. If you can get the trivia question, that'd be great. We're going to concentrate on people taking guesses on that, like Sherry in Naperville and Johnny D. And, well, James wants his World War II trivia, but he's usually good for some guesses on this as well. So if you want to get in the action, this is the time to do it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Hey, y'all, this is Papa Mama Rumpa Stumper. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Yeah. Got a story I want to tell you. Uh-huh. Well, all right. Mama love Papa, and Papa love Mama, y'all. They got a thing going on, they're doing the boogaloo, yeah. They got a thing going on, y'all, doing the boogaloo, yeah. Papa, Mama, Rumpa Stomper, yeah. Papa, Mama, Rumpa Stomper, yeah. Listen to my band here. Come here, y'all. Watch them as they do the boogaloo. Come here, y'all, now. Watch them as they do the boogaloo. Come on and watch him. Come here, man. Come here, man, and do it to him one time. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. I'm gonna do it again. Listen. They've been together for 50 long years, y'all. They've been together, Lord have mercy, for 50 long years, y'all. And Mama, Mama, she never shed any tears, because Papa was good to her. I say Papa was good to her. He didn't buy no shoes, but they boogaloo. He didn't buy no shoes, Lord have mercy, but the boogaloo went. Come on, band. Papa, Mama, Rumpa Stomper. I love my mama.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's it. That's your last bumper stumper. Who is it? And what do they all have in common? All right. So now, with that in mind, let's get quickly James out of the way for his World War II trivia. But first, we'll see. Do you have any guesses on our question, James?
I admit that I was half asleep. I never got a chance to really think about it.
All right. Well, then let's just...
What was the question?
By the way, never mind. Too many people, and we're going to run out of time. So let's just go on to World War II. All right. And what I want to know is about a key figure in the July 20th, 1944 plot to assassinate Hitler. And it took place at the Führer's briefing hut at military high command, Wolf's Lair, in East Prussia. And the deal was, this person came with a briefcase containing two bombs. He told Hitler's butler that he needed to use the toilet. He took the briefcase with him. There he started priming the bombs, but as he had to hurry, he managed to prime only one of them. He hoped that activation of one would activate the other one. He then went back in the room and placed the briefcase under a table, announced that he needed to make an urgent phone call to Berlin, quickly left a room, and then there was an explosion. He thought, nobody survived. Well, four people were killed, many were injured, but Hitler wasn't. His injuries were very slight, as he was shielded from the blast by a heavy, soiled oak conference table. So they executed the guy the next day. Who was he?
Doofnagel.
Spell that for me.
Okay, I think it's S-T-O-T-N-A-L. Trying to remember the rest of his, but okay, he was a count.
And, give me his first name.
Count. Oh, goodness, I can't think of his first name right now. I know he was like
He was an officer. He at one time.
All right. So here's what I'm going to give you the name, and you have to just be honest and tell me if that's what you're trying to say. Okay.
Okay.
Claus von Stauffenberg.
Okay, that is close, but that wasn't quite where how I had pronounced it.
Yeah, Claus. Well, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it was Claus von Stauffenberg who did it, and they executed him the next day. He was a colonel.
Yeah, that's knew he was a colonel.
Okay, so that's the same guy.
I had mispronounced it.
Well, that's all right. Yeah. We'll give it to you. Good enough. I can't claim to know any German, so hang on. Don't go away. All right, so Claus von Stauffenberg, maybe. All right, I'll leave it to you. All right, now, moments away. Firstly, before we get to the trivia question, and you've got a lot of guesses, let me talk about the bumper stumper, since clearly nobody's going to get them. All right, all of them were disc jockeys. Dale Van Horn did That Summertime to Me, 1981, on Audio Visions. He was on WKIX. Joey Reynolds did Ma Belle, You Got Me by the Calls, 1976, on Pyramid. He was everywhere, including WKBW. Ted Jarrett did Slow and Easy, Let's Twist Slow and Easy, 1962, on Spar. He was on WSOK in Nashville. Georgie Woods, yeah, the guy with the goods. Potato Salad, 1968, on Fatback. He was on WHAT. Nikki Lee, yeah, the Nick with the solid kick. The Ten Commandments of Man, 1967, on Dade. He was on Whammy, WAME. Hoss Allen, The 11th Commandment, 1966 on Cap. He was at WLAC. And Paul Sir Raggedy Flag, Papa Mama Romper Stomper, 1967 on Atlantic. He was at WeGo. All right, so that's the bumpers. And now back to our question, which is still in play for the next 3 minutes. So, Sherry, go for your guesses. Sherry. All right, Sherry gets put on hold. She is going to reunite herself with her phone and stay off speakerphone while she waits. Meantime, Johnny D's got some guesses. So, okay, Johnny D, what do you think?
Well, I think a toilet flusher.
No.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for trying.
Well, wait. Could I request a song? Because
call me tomorrow. You got. I'm running out of time. That's the problem. I don't want the show to end. Call me tomorrow without revealing this. That would you'll string me up if I do that. So he can call me tomorrow. All right. Carol in Des Plaines got some guesses. What do you think, Carol?
Well, I was thinking maybe it was like church bells that chime like every hour or every 15 minutes.
It is not. But nice try. Thanks. Appreciate
okay.
It. All right. And Sherry is supposedly there. She is not on speakerphone. She is reunited with her phone, and she is about to speak. So, all right, Sherry, what are your guesses? Sherry?
My only one guess is a refrigerator breaks down.
No. All right. Thanks for trying. All right. So I guess the time has come for me to tell you. Then we got Jim in Richmond who wants to say something. All right. Now, here's the deal. In the United States, over 12,000 times an hour by one source, by others as low as 3,000 times an hour. But either way, every hour, every day, every year in the United States, a puppy is born. All right. Now, some will say a puppy or a kitten, but I've kind of ruled it out that it's a puppy. And yes, over 12,000 times an hour, every day. That's the high estimate. That's in the book I was reading. But as I say, I've seen online, it happens 3,000 times an hour, every day. So the math's a little bit different, but the answer is the same. A puppy is born. And sadly, not always very wanted. All right, so now Jim gets the final word, I do believe. So, all right, Jim, what is it?
I'm sorry, but you answered any questions that I have. And I hope to talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, I look forward to it. Okay, good. All right, so actually, I hurried Johnny D off the phone, didn't get his request, and now I've actually got 2 minutes to spare. All right, since we revealed it. So, yes, a puppy is born. There'll be a new question next week. There'll be a full Monday Night Trivia next week. And there'll be full shows the remainder of this week, Tuesday through Thursday. And then, of course, Friday is a replay of Monday Night Trivia. I don't know what they'll do this Friday since this was only 2 hours due to sports. But that is the deal. And until then, let's see what else I can tell you. Like I say, new moon next Wednesday. Keep that in mind. Right, January 29th, 6:30 in the morning. So probably on Tuesday, the 28th, when you go to bed, that's when you want to write those checks. So all right, yes, I promise I will try to find email. Yeah, all right, I promise I'll try. It's sort of like that this week. I'm sorry to say, but I will look to see what Johnny D and anybody else had to say. By the way, Occasionally, I get some notes that people have tried to text. 888-876-5593 does not take texts. So if you are texting and never hearing from me, that's because I'm never seeing them. It is specifically for you to call when you're wanting to be on the air when I'm live. And so that's the best way to do it, too. But so apologies, as there is no texting capability whatsoever. And there's no voicemail capability either. But, man, we're here when the show is live, assuming we can get the phones to work, which we finally did tonight, and we will tomorrow night. I'm going to work on that when I'm off the air tonight to make sure that it's smooth sailing tomorrow. All right, so with that in mind, that pretty much is a wrap on Monday Night Trivia. So thanks for getting through it with me. And tomorrow it's usual free-for-all, whatever's on your mind. And we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.